Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
From Australia's leading celebrity news magazine, Who, you're listening to Celebrity, the podcast where we spill the tea on the celebrity news you've missed this week.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. But this week it's a little bit different. Firstly, I am Ali Cromedy and I am the deputy editor of Who magazine. And usually I'm joined by Stacey Hicks, who's the editor. But she is currently MIA. No. She's in the Maldives.
She's on a well-deserved break.
Maldives. Mm. But joining me is... I mean, she's not only a huge pop culture expert, maybe in the whole of Australia.
Oh, please.
She might be the number one.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
But she's also my best friend.
Yeah, that's true. That I can confirm.
Life and work partner.
Mm.
Her name's Holly Richards.
It's me.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We also do another podcast. We really can't.
We can't bury the lead.
We wouldn't have it any other way. We just can't leave each other's sides. Mm-mm. We do a podcast called Real Talk with Holly and Ali. I mean, we love it so much we put our names in the title. It also talks about pop culture.
Just a little bit more irreverent, yeah. A little bit sillier perhaps.
More about reality TV. I don't know, just whatever we're feeling.
I've really got my serious pants on today for Celebrity.
Oh my God, they look great on you.
Thank you so much.
But this week, so there's a lot to catch up on.
Yes.
We are going to get everyone up to speed with what they may have missed. Mm-hmm. And we'll just go into detail and explain things if you heard about it, but you're like, what was that about?
Yeah, some deep diving.
Yeah, so this week there's been some new and familiar faces added to the Channel 7 lineup for 2020. Mm-hmm. This is the time of year, Hull, where each network does this thing called the upfronts, mm-hmm. or they have a variant, like they change the name. Sometimes it's the new fronts. It's just what's coming up for maybe the end of the year.
Yes.
And definitely for the next year.
Yes.
And it gets us excited.
We love a Caesar reel.
Yeah. They put together these really like tantalizing packages of edited goodness.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, with like fun music.
Yeah, and snazzy
like,
song.
This is what we're going to bring to you. Mm. It's going to be amazing. So that's happened with so each network mostly have done it by now. But yes. Channel 7's just happened.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that because the MasterChef judges from Channel 10 have jumped ship. They were kicked out. Now they're jumping ship to Channel 7, except no George Columbaris.
Nope, there's some real tea there, Al.
So we'll get into that. There's so much more to that. But then there's also some court drama, which has definitely stressed me out.
Yeah,
has
me
stressed
too.
You out?
I was so stressed.
Beloved Kate Ritchie.
Oh, God.
She's not having the best time. We're going to talk about that. Her husband is in hot water. So we'll get into that. But first, we need to... jump right into Harry and Meghan.
Oh,
and the doco and everything surrounding it. It's actually on the front cover of Who magazine this week.
Of course it is.
Right now, because I'm obsessed. The documentary, I think, what was it called? Harry and Meghan, an African adventure.
Yes. Okay. African journey.
An African journey. Of course. My apologies. So it aired on Channel 10 this week.
Yes.
I was crying. Were you crying?
I would say sobbing is probably more
sobbing.
Accurate.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. So where should we start with this? We talked. I mean, you weren't here when Stacey and I talked about it, but the topic of Meghan and Harry and everything they've been going through lately has been something we've talked about here.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
But now it's really gone to the next level.
Yes, and we've sort of had. You know, we don't usually get this kind of look into the royals, do
Never.
We? You know, it's a lot of conjecture and a lot of discussion and gossip. But this is literally out of the horse's mouth that they are struggling and not coping with the lens on them, literally and figuratively. And just the link between Harry and Meghan struggling with this and also remembering Diana and how she died and the tragic circumstances which led to that. Can I recommend?
It's chilling.
If you want to know more about Diana and her journey and her adventure with the press, read the Diana Chronicles.
Who wrote that again? What's her name?
Tina Brown.
That's right. She was the Vanity Fair editor.
Yes, correct.
The UK? No, American.
American, yeah. But she is British.
Oh, God, it's confusing. But anyway.
But that really delves into Diana and the relationship she had with the press. And also it talks a lot about Harry and the way that he interacted with his mum and interacted with his press, which leads directly into the ITV documentary.
Yes. ITV is a UK network.
Yes.
And that is what you're referring to. They aired and did the doco.
Yep.
Tom Bradby?
Yeah, bless him.
He was the journo.
And he was really open about his own mental health issues, which, well, not super open. I mean, he didn't go into huge detail, but he was willing to mention it and make it part of the story, which is very interesting as well.
Very powerful and important. I mean, people have said that Meghan and Harry are single-handedly modernising the monarchy.
Yes.
So I think it's well time for that.
Yes.
And it needed to happen because Prince William and Kate Middleton, although we love them, they really stuck to the old school way.
Yeah.
You know, you very rarely hear them speak out of turn or do anything unauthorised, whereas Harry has done many things unauthorised of late.
Yes.
When he launched the legal...
Against the British press.
Yeah, when he launched his legal proceedings, I don't know how to say
Both Meghan and him have sued some of the British press.
The Mail on Sunday and a few other outlets, but... What he released on his website or wherever he released the statement about the fact that they were starting this legal proceedings, that wasn't authorised by the palace is what we heard.
Mm.
So that to me in itself is so, wow. Like they're just going out on their own limb.
Yes.
But
it's interesting twofold in that way. One is that just playing devil's advocate, that William can't have that role. It makes sense for Harry to have that role because he's not the heir to the throne. He's like, fifth or seventh now?
Yes.
Whatever it is.
Well, the kids.
Because have bumped him down the list.
Yeah. Which, hey, that's fair enough.
That's the way it goes.
Fine. That's fine.
And so William has always had a different set of rules, which is why Harry is the more outrageous one. He was always the one partying and whatever. Yeah. But in addition to that, something really interesting that came out of the doco was Harry talking about his relationship with William.
There's been a lot of talk in the press about rifts with your brother. How much of that is true?
part of this role and part of this job and this family being under the pressure that it's under, inevitably, you know, stuff happens. But look, we're brothers. We'll always be brothers. We're certainly on different paths at the moment, but I will always be there for him, and as I know, he'll always be there for me. You know, we don't see each other as much as we used to because we're so busy. But you know, I love him dearly, and you know, the majority of the stuff is the majority of stuff is created out of nothing. But you know, it's just as I said, as brothers, you know, you have good days, you have bad days.
Because that's been documented and the press have been talking about that for a really long time.
Yeah.
And, I guess I did believe – I knew you felt like something was going on because we just kept hearing it.
Yes. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
But then for Harry to confirm it in the way he did.
Yes.
Wow.
But it's also so
normal. I can't believe we're getting – exactly. Of course it is.
Yeah.
I don't know why everybody thinks
– why is everyone so shook?
Why it's such a big deal, but – yeah, the fact that they split their charity, the heads together, well, they're no longer together.
No.
They Harry and Meghan stood down from that.
Yep.
They're creating their own initiative.
Yep.
And so that was like one of the first signs that things weren't so great.
Yep.
And whether that's to do with their relationship falling apart momentarily or whether it's just because they want to go. I mean, Harry himself said they're going in different directions.
They are, because especially in their royal duties, you know, William has to do certain things and has to meet certain landmarks and be a certain persona, whereas Harry can make his own choices and
make more waves
and be more irreverent in his decisions and
get behind things in a different way. Whereas I guess, Prince William needs to follow a different.
But where to from here, Al? I think what's really interesting is like we've seen this incredible insight into this couple and this family.
Well, they look so much more human now.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why they didn't before, because they are just people. But the way that royals are idolized and put into a different category, it builds them up to fall prey to all of the bullying that's been going on, which is what's been happening. And James Blunt, singer, the singer
segue.
And former, well, no, it's not a segue. He
former X Factor host, is that what you're going to say?
Former X Factor host, former army person.
Yes. technical term.
He's friends with basically every celebrity out there.
Mm.
If any of the latest celebrity weddings, I mean, and royal weddings. Mm. He's been at every single one of them pretty much. It's wild. I didn't know he was that connected, but he is.
Yeah.
He was at Meghan and Harry's wedding and he has taken a stand alongside them,
yep.
standing up for them,
yep.
saying that the way that they've been treated is vitriolic
yes.
and leaning on bullying.
Yes.
More than leaning on, it is.
Well, no, Harry actually said the word bullied.
Yeah. And Meghan, in a part, like part of the documentary, talked about how hard it's been, and
yes.
that really, other than this journal, I find it hard to believe that no one's asked her how she is.
I would say, look, any woman, when they're, especially when they're pregnant, you're really vulnerable. And so that was made really challenging. And then when you have a newborn, you know, you,
mm-hmm. it's a long time ago, but I remember, yeah.
You know, and especially as a woman, it's really, it's a lot. So you add this on top of just trying to be a new mom or trying to be a newlywed. It's, yeah, well, I guess, and also thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay, but it's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes.
And of course she's not. She's a new mom and she's working full time, plus, plus, plus.
Yep. Yep. So anyway, he has said, yeah, what I think I can see is that they seem to be on the cover of the newspapers a lot, and it seems to be vitriolic quite a lot of the time. Understatement of the century. But anyway, just like James Blunt, we get behind Prince Harry and Meghan Markle,
of
and
course.
We hope that they're okay. And I think they're going to take a break soon.
Yes.
After the next
well needed.
Couple of weeks. So
yep.
We'll be keeping an eye on them.
Absolutely.
Sending good well wishes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a warning, we'll be discussing some heavy issues here. So if you're triggered, call Lifeline on 131114.
Thanks, Hol. Right. So now we're going to move into talking about Kate Ritchie. Formerly, obviously, she was on Home and Away
yep.
for 30 years or close to 30 years, a long time.
A very long time.
She's now on radio. She's on Nova, has her own Drive show with Tim and Marty. I'm a huge fan.
I know you are. And it's also a huge rater.
Yeah, they do
very well.
They do really well. I absolutely love that trio. And Kate is divine.
Yes.
I know you've interviewed her.
Wonderful woman.
So have I. She is so lovely and gentle and smart and kind
yeah.
and really special.
Yeah, she is.
And she's been through a really hard time, I think. And I think we're only just starting to see the tip of the iceberg, really,
yeah.
is what I would assume. I don't know for sure. But earlier this year, her husband, former NRL player Stuart Webb,
mm-hmm.
he had an issue with the drink driving.
Yes.
And I think he went to court.
Yes.
And there was a whole thing. And now, last week, I think it happened Thursday night, the October 17th.
Yeah.
I'll just read what a New South Wales police spokesman said.
Good idea.
Spokesman, sorry. Officers from Eastern Beaches Police Area Command are investigating an incident at a home in Randwick on Thursday, October 17. As inquiries continue, no further information is available. And then since then, it's come out that she was granted an AVO. After the incident.
Yep.
And that is obviously an apprehended violence order.
Yes.
Or otherwise known as a restraining order.
Mm.
So, yeah, that leads us to believe that some bad things happened.
That there was an incident.
Yes.
There was
an incident. Since then, she went to Brisbane for the radio awards, the ACRAs.
Yep, the ACRAs.
And then obviously then the paps started following her and she looked great on the red carpet. She didn't, you wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't.
And
you
often,
never do.
You never do.
She's the ultimate professional.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then after that, the paps followed her to the airport and I think on Monday morning, like going out to get the paper or whatever she was getting. So all eyes are on her now.
Yes.
I think today is his there's an appearance in court that he will be making or there'll be something to do with the court case.
Oh,
so
how awful.
Yeah. And they obviously have a young daughter,
yes.
May, who's 5. It's just really yucky.
It is. And look, there have been rumours circulating for quite some time that there was problem in their problem in their relationship
for years and years.
That
there's
been
divorce rumours and all of that,
and that there was quite a tumultuous relationship. We never really knew what that meant, and we still don't obviously know what that meant. But to fans of Kate Ritchie, this might come as quite a shock and out of left field, but in the media it's been quite common knowledge that this has been sort of something to keep an
bubbling
eye on.
Under the surface.
Yeah, and we're all very, I'd say we're all quite protective of Kate too.
Oh, 100%.
And that a lot of the media, a lot of the tabloid journos especially, are very careful to look after Kate and make sure that we respect what she does and doesn't want public. And, yeah. You know, it's been an interesting journey. So it's from our perspective, it's interesting that this is all starting to come out now and that the public are aware.
Well, you can't hide it when it becomes a police matter, like yes. When it's a matter of the courts and everything.
Yeah.
Even though I think the AVO was taken out under her married name,
yes.
So that may have taken people a few days to find it.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. But yes. If it's on public record, it's out there. And for all their attempts to hide whatever was going on, it's hard to avoid now.
Yes.
Previously, obviously, when she's interviewed, she does get asked a lot about her marriage.
Yes.
And in the past, she said that rumors about her marriage being in trouble were baseless, and like she doesn't pay attention to them, which is, you know.
Fair enough. She just goes into protect mode because there's been so many sets of pat pics over the years.
Of them looking unhappy.
And fighting in public, you know.
I fight with my partner.
Nothing but love and support for that.
That's all couples do.
But it's quite often looked very tense and like quite aggressive, like an aggressive conversation where she's really looked like a victim. Like that's how it's come across in the photos.
Yeah.
There was a particular set where they were at like a picnic table like 3 years ago maybe, I think, which really sparked some concern at the time. And I think we – like the media world all thought that it may all start to come out then, but obviously it didn't.
It's taken time. I mean, they've been married, I think, for 9 years now, close to 10. Yeah. So it's not like, I mean, it's been a long-term relationship. But I guess we'll just wait and see what happens in court and what happens with their relationship moving forward.
We just hope she's okay.
Yeah. I think, there's breaking news. The New South Wales courts have extended an application for the AVO.
Wow. Okay.
So with the case resuming on November 7th.
Wow, okay.
So, now he's banned from approaching his wife for another 2 weeks.
Okay, so she's bought herself some more time.
Which, that doesn't look like a good sign.
No.
Yeah.
But great that she's safe. I'm glad that that these structures are in place to protect her.
I'm just reading more of the article now. So a lawyer for Webb appeared in front of a magistrate at Waverley Court and the order was extended for 2 more weeks. The temporary court order states that Webb cannot go near his wife for at least 12 hours after drinking alcohol or taking illicit drugs.
Oh, yeah. That's the other rumours.
Neither Stuart nor Kate showed up for the hearing. Take that as you will. Our thoughts are with Kate and obviously her daughter May and her loved ones. And we hope that she's okay and is getting – obviously she looks like she's getting the support she needs. Yeah. So it's a really heavy one and something obviously far too common in not just Australia but the world. I don't know what we can take away from this other than
nothing stay but love strong and support for everyone.
Yeah, thank God the legal system is supporting her.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we also alluded to earlier, Channel 7 have released their – huge slate of new shows.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive this year.
Tweza Tweza. 2020. So Big Brother's coming back, you guys.
Thank God. What a special treat.
So excited.
Are we going to apply?
Yes.
Okay, great.
My application's done.
Okay.
No, it's not. Don't even know if they exist yet. So
they do.
Another big thing to come out of the upfronts for Channel 7 was everybody was wondering what was going to happen to the MasterChef judges when they – stepped away from 10 or 11 years of MasterChef.
I think it was 11.
Yeah.
And and there were lots of rumours that they were going to be on MKR.
Yeah, yep. Obviously Channel 7 has the very long-running My Kitchen rules with Manu, Fidel, Pete Evans, Colin Fastenage, et cetera. But no, they are not joining MKR.
Not yet anyway.
No, not yet. They are actually – there's a new show. Plate of Origin. So, Matt Preston, Gary Megan.
Yep.
No George.
Ooh.
Sorry,
is
George.
Is he busy paying his tax bills?
Okay, yes. He's had some troubles in the past and I think he's rectified them now, I should hope. But Manu is joining Plate of Origin.
Love that for him.
So it's those three.
He's good friends with them.
Yeah, and Manu, I mean, who doesn't want to be around Manu? He's a delight.
He's a delicious human.
He's just a pure delight.
But he's old mates with both of them. All those guys used to be on Ready, Steady, Cook together. Not Matt Preston, but George Colombaris and Gary used to be on Ready, Steady, Cook with Manu. Back in the day.
See, I told you guys she was a pop culture expert.
I don't know if Ready, Steady, Cook is pop culture, but let's go with it.
It's something. But yeah, so the show, let me just find what it is all about.
It sounds like MKR.
Yeah, so Yeah, I would assume it's about plates from all around the world of origin. I don't know. Sorry.
God, we're such experts in this. Look, in our defence, it's only just been announced. There's not a lot of information out there about it.
It's been dubbed the Olympics of Cooking. The programme will see teams showcase different cuisines in a competitive setting.
Sure.
Manu's French, who could forget? Gary, is Matt it British? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
But apparently, rumours are that the reason that George isn't joining is because he's got like a hold back clause with Channel 10.
Oh, so he's staying over at the network.
Well, no, I think he's got like a non-compete. Because you know when an editor leaves a role in a magazine, they often go on gardening leave, or they leave and they can't work somewhere for six months to a year or whatever.
I think it's the same in lots of different industries. If you're getting a job
at a competing,
that's a direct competitor to wherever you have your current job, you know, there's going to be maybe issues.
Yes.
Either that you can't go for the job or you have to go on hold, gardening leave.
So his wait period is longer than the other two's, apparently, according to the Herald Sun.
Did he sign a contract later than
them? He must have. Yeah. It says
had different terms.
Yeah, but and because Matt and Gary are still contracted until the end of the year, and there's still famously 2 months left of the year. So,
but Plate of Origins next year, so they can skate on through.
So I wonder what Georgie's going to do.
Yeah. Don't know.
He certainly doesn't want to be at 10.
No, but I think, we'll see. He does have a lot of restaurants and stuff like that. So,
just a few.
Hopefully he's paying them all correctly now.
Oh.
This show is, they obviously won't air it at the same time as MKR.
No.
I think when shows drop next year will be very different.
It'll be against MasterChef.
But the Olympics, if it's being dubbed the Olympics of whatever food, whatever they claimed it, the Olympics of Cooking. If it's going to be like, maybe it'll be around the Olympic time because Channel 7 famously have the rights to that.
Famously, paid a lot of money for that.
But yeah, great. Lovely little trio they've got there.
Great.
Good on them.
Love it.
Let's finish this ep with our celebrity must-see of the week. Now, Holm, if you're not familiar, this is where we recommend.
I mean, I'm a long-time fan, first-time caller.
So you know exactly what this is. We recommend something that we've been loving, whether it's a show, a movie, a podcast, a song, a quote of the day. No, we've never done that.
Please don't do that.
Okay, I won't. But what's your celebrity must-see of the week, my angel?
Modern Love.
Couldn't have said it better.
Amazon Prime's new show.
Mm-hmm. Based off of the New York Times essays?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe
wonderful.
So.
Absolutely wonderful.
I believe so.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very special show. Each episode features a different relationship.
Yeah.
And a different cast. It's just like totally, because as an essay would appear in like the column.
It's a standalone story. It's a standalone narrative.
You go on a little journey.
But they intersect,
30
right?
to 40 minutes. Well, I haven't seen them intersect yet. Mm-hmm. I've only watched, I've watched 5 episodes now. No intersection. Other than that they're all in New York.
What do you think, Al?
I can't get enough of it. I've cried in every episode for different reasons. What do you think? Do you love it?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Dev Patel appears in one of them.
Oh, we love Dev. Remember that time when he dropped your dictaphone out of your hands?
Yes, I interviewed him on the red carpet for another one of my favourite films,
Lion.
And he was very nervous and I made him so nervous that he flailing his hands about.
He was just so attractive. He was blinded by our beauty. And also Nicole Kidman was like walking up the carpet next to him as well.
Yeah. So we highly recommend that. If you don't have Amazon Prime, another streaming service that exists out there.
It's very cheap.
Get it. You can get a free month.
Yes, I've got 2 free months. I just extended it.
She's very lucky. And otherwise it's very cheap to just have an ongoing thing. But can't recommend that enough. It's beautiful. And we'll catch you next week. Stacey will be back.
I won't be here.
Holly, thanks for playing. So appreciate you taking the time. You're a bloody legend. As we said earlier, we have another podcast called Real Talk with Holly and Ali.
That's us.
So if you like a bit of this, check us out over there.
We're much sillier on that podcast.
Oh, so silly. In fact, we were told we were too silly because we giggled too much.
Yeah, sorry, Tracy.
Tracy. Bless her. But that's enough from us. Rate, review, subscribe, celebrity, all that. You know how it works. And we'll talk to you next week. I will. Holly won't. Stacey will. Bye.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.